Well, if you don't mind, I'll get the stuff together and we'll go ahead and do it. So it was never a compliance issue. It was never that he wasn't going to do it. It was a time factor. He's in his late 70s, moving twice, you know, watching over a custom home. Let's see, I covered that. Let's see.
Any of you guys have some questions for her? Sure. Do you have fire suppression in the unit?
We don't have fire suppression. When I talked to the Western Tenney County Division, and since we have been doing it since 2008, he says that we're not required to do it because the guidance code did not come in until 2012.
So no fire suppression.
So no fire suppression. Okay. We have eight. there are four exterior doors plus the door to the garage. We have eight detectors, and I have a couple of sprayers, you know, fire extinguishers. I talked to Western Tenney County because I tried to get everything before I came into the meeting to P&Z to comply. Okay. And I've complied with everything except for that because Western Tenney County just said, get your permit first and then I'll come over. But you're going to pass because you've got everything as a
requirement. And these neighbors sounds like they have a number of complaints and they never contacted you directly?
Never once. And anytime anybody's contacted the HOA, she has called me. The only calls that I've gotten recently are the emails that she's gotten with pictures of cars hanging over the driveway. So nobody has ever contacted me in 3 years. You know, they talk about safety. I went by today to check on the guests if they were there and the hot tub chemicals. The guests weren't there. I went in the garage, got my hot tub chemicals. I'm coming out around. One of the neighbors on Black Oak, and Howard does live directly across the street. He lives across the street on Black Oak. But one of the neighbors on Black Oak, and may even be one of the neighbors that calls Karen every time to come and take pictures, fell down. And she's laying there on the ground. And I said, you know, are you okay? Can I help you? Can you get up? And she said, I don't think so. So I went over, I dropped all my chemicals, ran over to her house, and said, you know, is anything twisted? I don't want to touch you if your knee or your ankle or something's twisted. She said, no, nothing's twisted, but I have a bad hip, and I'm not going to be able to get up. And so I pulled her up and made sure she was okay and let her go back into the house. If you just had, if nobody was there because everybody, you know, everybody had it as their own second home but wasn't there because most of the homes there are second homes, that lady may have laid out there for hours. So, you know, safety, I mean, my neighborhood, we don't have vacation rentals. I'm more concerned about my neighborhood than I've ever been, you know, about Branson Creek. Let's see. I have no idea what they're talking about, the Middle Easterns. I know they say, you know, I have never rented, at least recently, to anybody that way that I know by their name.
I have a question.
Yes.
How many rental properties do you manage?
I manage five.
Five. And how long have you been doing that?
Since 2007.
Have you ever had any criminal actions take place in any of your rentals?
No. And I make it very clear in my contract that, you know, I make it very clear, one, that they're in a community and they need to respect the others in the community. They cannot walk through somebody else's yard. They have to walk to the pool on the road. They are not to have their children into other people's places. I'm not saying that, you know, when people are on vacation, they're more outdoors than normally, you know, the normal people are. So there are times that they may be loud, some things are happening. But again, I've never had a complaint. Again, five houses, I've never had a complaint, never had a problem. I've had damage only twice. One was because her people, and this wasn't even Gary's house, but one because the people that she let, her relatives, were not that well healed and just abused some things. And the other one was because the guy, his brother had one of those motorized scooters that's used inside, and he decided to try it and he drove it into the wall. But I mean, he called me immediately and said, you know, we've got some damage here. So, you know, that's five homes in 10 years.
Okay, do you have any other comments?
No, but I'd be happy to ask. Well, I mean, obviously, if you want to go by that's what I'm just trying to address theirs. Do we want to address why I've, you know, my reasons for asking for the appeal?
Do you guys have any questions?
I don't have them
on. Are you guys ready to roll?
We can hear what she has to say.
You got final comments?
Okay, so we'll go really quickly.
And yeah, I need you to wrap it up.
Okay, 20 homes have been granted. Ours is the only one not. The only difference is we're across the street from Howard. Two, it was a small board that time. Three, and Dave Stewart, when he was the chairman, he basically said, I get to vote now because there's a tie. I've been against it from the beginning. I asked him specifically, is there a compliance? Is there a legal reason? Is there a reason why you voted the way that you did, or just because you don't like the issue? And he you can see in here, I'm a medical transcriptionist. I transcribed the tape. It said, he just basically said, I'm not going to expound to you why and how I vote. Let's go on to the next thing. If you, during the vote, they ask for the ayes. If you listen to the tape, you're going to hear three ayes. They asked for nays. There was one nay, Doug Fabian. After Doug Fabian said nay, Howard, sitting here looking at his paperwork, got all excited and said, aye, nay. Now, at worst, he voted twice. He changed his vote. He voted aye and then voted nay. At best, he abstained from voting aye or nay until after everyone else had voted and then decided he was going to vote nay. So I consider that an illegal vote. basically, so those are my reasons. If you have any
other
questions.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for her?
I just want to visit for a minute. Well, I'll ask for a motion to either.
got some on your chin, too.
Yeah.
On your right hand chin.
Can you,
on your right.
Sorry. Can you...
There you go. Under your chin a little bit, too. So.
Scott's helping me clean up here. Started bleeding spontaneously. Can you give me a reason, Scott, that planning and zoning denied that request?
I did not get one from the planning commission.
And they never gave you a reason that I...
Correct. And even if you look in your packet, when Scott sent us the denial, there's no reason on it because they didn't give me one.
Well, I think this is just hard all the way around for us.
Sure, I understand.
Honestly, I see both sides of this pretty equally. And I understand both sides of it for sure. So, I mean, in saying that, I always make personally my decisions based on the information provided to me. And to be real honest with you, that information from planning and zoning is non-information as far as I'm concerned. So, anyway.
Any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion to overturn the denial?
Is that the motion you want to make?
I'm requesting, is there something? They've requested to overturn the denial, correct? That's their appeal?
Yeah, they're appealing.
They're appealing the denial.
The denial, so they're, you would approve her appeal.
Do we have a...
Or deny her appeal.
Do we have a motion to approve her appeal?
Yes, I'll make that motion to approve the appeal.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay. So we didn't pass on a quorum, so the denial will stand.
Because only two people voted?
Only two people.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have the opportunity.
Yeah, I wasn't understanding of that I thought a majority would rule.
Well, that's where the bylaws came in, and then when I read that, we can look at it again. Voting. Each board member shall be entitled to one vote, but it constitutes a concurring vote of at least three members. So even though it was a majority vote, with a 2-1 vote of a majority, for the Board of Adjustment bylaws to constitute a decision, they have to have three votes one way or the other. So okay. It's a non-decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will ask one question again, the same one I asked of the planning and zoning, because we'll probably obviously have to take it to court now. What is the reason?
Well, my reason to approve it was because they didn't give me any information not to.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what I was trying to explain to you. I don't know. I mean, Dale has to speak for himself.
There is the ability for one more appeal. The normal process is at the next regular meeting, mm-hmm. you request an appeal.
And that's my recommendation.
And at that meeting, they decide whether to hear the appeal or not hear the appeal. And if they approve to rehear the appeal, it will be at the next meeting, which will be September. If
okay.
they don't, then you've exhausted all means of your appeal system through the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's kind of confusing.
Yes. But again, I
need... there's a timeline of, I believe, 7 days after the decision has been posted, which uh-huh. is usually a day or two after.
Okay, but again, to come back for another appeal.
Yeah, here it is. Upon written request, giving the full name, address, at least 7 days prior to. But you have 7 days to ask for the rehearing.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's fine.
Yep.
Can we allow her to request an appeal hearing next month?
That's up to your board. I mean, you have.